Welcome, Raptors enthusiasts. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast.
Represent my people. That's what I'm doing over here in London, UK. Welcome to the Raptors Abroad podcast. This is your boy Sam, and it is time to break down game 4 of the preseason. And now I know if you're listening to this, you're a diehard. All right, this is the preseason, and you're checking out your Raptors podcast. You cannot wait for the real games to get started. And in fact, that's the first thing I want to touch on in this podcast. I'm really realizing it from doing these podcasts, breaking down preseason games, that it really doesn't seem like there's a good reason to have so many preseason games. I mean, I guess aside from the Raptors playing in different cities around Canada, and that's good exposure for the team. So I guess right there, that's a pretty good reason, but I don't know if they need this many games. And I feel like the risk of injury and just the fact that the guys are, they're playing and none of the stats count. You know, no one records preseason numbers. The only time they get talked about is during the preseason. You would never talk about them at any other point. So I'm not sure if they're really that necessary. Maybe one, two, maybe three. I could live with three. But the Raptors, I think, have five or six. It just seems like too many. Before I get into this preseason game, I want to talk a little bit about some baseball postseason. You'll remember last podcast, as I was recording, the Toronto Blue Jays were up against the Texas Rangers. They were in game 2. It was an extra innings. Couple of questionable calls. Blue Jays wind up dropping that game, and they go down 2-0 in the series. On the brink of elimination because it's a best of 5. But fear not, ladies and gentlemen, because as of this recording, the Blue Jays have stepped it back up. They have won the last 2 games. We're all tied up, and they're headed back to the T-Dot for the showdown against the Rangers. So stay tuned for that. Very fired up. And no, I'm not a bandwagon hopper, ladies and gentlemen. I've been with the Blue Jays since I was in single digits. All right, I started playing baseball when I was 9 years old, and it was right from there I just fell in love with these guys. I was in Edmonton, but I picked the closest team to me. Montreal was just a little bit further away, and I loved those Blue Jays with Jesse Barfield, George Bell, the Terminator. That's right, folks, y'all remember Henke, Dave Stewart staring him down, Dave Steeb, Kelly Gruber. That's right, folks. Blast from the 80s past. Some classic squads. And that's not even talking about the World Series squads when you had Johnny O, Paul Molitor, Roberto Alomar. Just an all-star lineup. We had, I believe, 1 year they had the 1-2-3 top batters in the major leagues, not just the American League. All right, thanks for bearing with me. I don't know if y'all want to hear so much about baseball, but if you're hearing about the Raptors, then you got to have some interest in the Blue Jays. First time in the postseason in 22 years. But we're here for hoops. So let's talk a little basketball, shall we? Little pregame hype for this one. You've got the number one overall pick in Mr. Karl Anthony Towns. Looking forward to seeing him. You've got the number one overall pick from the previous season. I don't think I need to point out who that is. Andrew Wiggins, Canadian, Toronto native. And then also in this ball game, you've got the number one pick from the year before that in Anthony Bennett. Last year in a Timberwolves uniform, and thankfully, at least I'm hoping it's thankfully, I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got, but he's in a Raptor uniform this year. A lot of Canadians in this ball game. Also had Corey Joseph. And surprising news for me, I learned this halfway through the game, Nick Wiggins. Never even heard of him, embarrassed to say, but Nick Wiggins, the older brother of Andrew Wiggins, signed to a 1-year deal. So, a couple of Wiggins on the Minnesota Timberwolves squad. I mean, you gotta love it. That's really showing some love for Andrew Wiggins signing his brother. Amazing. But Nick showed us something. We'll get to that later on in the ballgame. It looks like it wasn't just nepotism. Alright, so as I mentioned, you got Anthony Bennett against his old squad. I know it's preseason, but I'm sure he was a little bit hyped up for that. A little bit disappointed to see no Ricky Rubio yet again. I gotta say, I was so excited for Rubio. I really thought he was going to be the next Pistol Pete. But unfortunately for him, he's just a guy who cannot stay healthy. I don't know how many games he's missed in his career, but it's got to be at least half of the games since he's been signed he has not appeared in. Tough luck for Ricky Rubio, tough luck for the T-Wolves, because we were certainly looking forward to seeing what he had. All right, no DeMar DeRozan in this ball game. Didn't get an explanation. If they did, maybe I skipped by when Matt and Sherman Hamilton, shout out to Sherman, by the way. I rubbed elbows with Sherman a couple of times when I had my foot in the door as a Toronto Raptors broadcaster, and he was a super cool guy. So nice to see him getting to do the color on this ball game. So I might have skipped over when they talked about it, but no DeMar DeRozan in this one. But that's all right. It's just the preseason. I don't mind if we rest our good guys. All right, so without further ado then, let's get into it.
First quarter.
And we did not have to wait long, folks, for Andrew Wiggins to show what he's been working on in the offseason. Just 12 seconds into the ballgame from the left wing, pulling the trigger on a three ball, nothing but the bottom of the net, looking silky smooth with the release. And then to show that he's also been working on his inside game, which didn't really need much work to begin with. But just 18 seconds later, Wiggins getting inside and throwing down a nice one-handed dunk from the left side. Impressive, showing off the three and the athleticism. Who doesn't want that in a player? Speaking of athleticism, two incredibly athletic players, two former slam dunk champions. In fact, I believe Zach LaVine, the current reigning slam dunk champion, he pulls up on the right wing for a jumper, but the former champ, Terrence Ross, comes flying in and able to swat him out of bounds. Really showing off that extra passion that I talked about earlier. T. Ross just really putting it in on the defense lately, getting tons of deflections and steals. Nice to see him getting in, throwing a little block party for himself. And the Raptors, on the possession, by the way, went the other way, and Kyle Lowry, who was on fire in this ball game, throws in the three ball. Give LaVine some props, though. He did not sulk after that block. In fact, next time on offense, showing the hustle, and he got rewarded with a putback dunk. The dude's got the hops, and he just hung in the air, waited for a ball to come off the rim, and just hammered it down with two hands. Minute 25 later, the 9:35 mark, Kyle Lowry hitting his second three ball of the game. That gave the Raptors a three-point lead, 10-7. Going to jump about 7 minutes now, because there were some boring hoops, to the 2:20 mark. Andrew Wiggins showing off for his hometown. I believe, by the way, he purchased 16 courtside seats. I think that's what I read. So even for preseason, people are showing up to check out their boy. He's got that support, and he rewards him with a nice backdoor cut. Gets a nice look from LaVine with the alley-oop and hammers it down. In fact, you know what? He did not hammer it down. He even bobbled it in the air, but was still able to make the adjustment and dunk it. So athletic. Must be fun. Must be nice to be able to ball like that. But you don't have to be the number one overall pick to have some skills. Even number 46 has got some skills that from this year. I'm talking about Norman Powell. If you haven't checked him out, you got to check this guy out. All right, he knocked it out in summer league, and he's been looking tight in preseason. I'll tell you, this guy's got game. They've been sleeping on him. Sherman Hamilton was bigging him up the entire game. I mean, he's 6'4", not 6'6", and that's probably a big reason why he slipped all the way to the second round. But if you play the exact same way he does, produces the exact same way, but just had a couple more inches, he might have been up there in that mid to late first round. So Powell looking like a great pickup by the T-Raps. And he continues to impress, showing off a little bit here. Deep jumper, and then the very next possession, scoring on the inside. Kevin Martin trying to draw the charge. He gets run over, and Powell with the layup for the and one. Raptors with a three-point lead, 23-20, 1.5 minutes to go. Wolves, though, not to be denied, they're playing pretty good ball. They come back, and they're actually able to take a one-point lead at the end of the quarter, 26-25.
Second quarter.
Just 1 minute in, and Norman Powell continuing to strike. Sweet block on Martin. That results in Bruno Caboclo, who the home fans just love whenever Bruno does anything. He gets showing off some nice hands, actually. The pass was behind him, but Bruno able to... I don't believe the pass was intended for him. It was off of the hands of Corey Joseph, but Bruno able to reach back, scoop it up, and throw it down. Just 20 seconds later, Bruno doing it at the defensive end. Aaron Payne, who's got... This guy reminds me of Kenyon Martin in the way that he attacks the rim. Had trouble finishing tonight, but that guy has got... He's got like a bad relationship with the rim or something. Like, he hates that rim. He's going out there just trying to smash it. And this time he came up from the right side. I believe he's a lefty, so he tried to cram it with the left. And Bruno was there to erase that. Nice skills. You know what? In fact, Minnesota retained the ball on the possession, and they were able to swing it around. They get it back to Payne, and this time he got wide open for a nice throwdown from the left side of the rim, but he's rim-hating so hard, he wound up stuffing himself with the inside of the rim. I mean, it was basically a made dunk, but he just did it so hard that it popped out. So, more from Payne, because I'm sure that that's not going to happen to him all the time. Dude's an interesting player. He's pretty dynamic around the basket. A little bit out of control. But certainly would be fun to be able to play basketball when you've got hops and size like him. All right, 9:20 mark. Anthony Bennett making a sighting. He's able to draw himself a pair of free throws. But the reason I'm mentioning it is because AB, little shot from the right side, gets fouled, so people stop playing, granted, but still, AB keeps going and just scoops it up with the left hand and throws a huge putback dunk. I mean, it didn't count, obviously, but man, just being able to do that. I mean, dude should be able to do some crazy things in this league. I really hope he doesn't turn into a little Kwame Brown on us, because I just don't understand why he doesn't have the skills. I mean, he shows off these amazing bursts. So come on, AB, this is your year, bro. You're going to put it together. I shouldn't even mention Kwame. I'm not going to mention him anymore. All right, you're Anthony Bennett. You can do it. All right, and at that moment, by the way, I got really excited because there was three Canadians on the floor at the same time, all skill players. Two former number one overall picks and Corey Joseph, who is highly regarded in the league. Very nice to see those three guys out there. And then you've got another Canadian on the bench in Nick Wiggins. 6:49 mark then, little Canadian on Canadian action, Corey Joseph blows by Wiggins for the and one layup, 40-35 Raptors. Kyle Lowry then gets in on the act, he's showing off his speed. I mean, dude has got an extra 50% in his first step with this weight loss. I'm telling you, it was ridiculous. He was passing guys like they were standing still in this ball game. And he blows by a couple of different guards off the dribble over the next couple of minutes. That works out to four layups and a made jumper. That's right. So Lowry, this is kind of late into the second quarter, with 22 points on 8 of 10 shooting. Raptors up 54-45, 2 minutes to go. The T-Wolves, though, again, to their credit, do not go to sleep. They bury a pair of threes. DeLon Wright gets his pocket picked at half, which kind of hurts. You don't want your draft pick point guard not having a steady handle, but Lorenzo Brown was able to pick his pocket going for the dunk. And then with 30 seconds left, Andrew Wiggins from the left wing with the three ball plus the foul. That's right, Wiggins has really been working on that three ball in the offseason, and it is looking sharp. All right, so with that, the Raptors lead trimmed down to 158-57, and that's the way it stayed after two quarters. 60-59 Raptors. And it continues to rain on the T-Raps. The Wolves open the quarter with a three ball, and they've got a 1-point lead, 62-61. Kyle Lowry, though, it's a three ball party, ladies and gentlemen, and he's invited. Kyle steps up, drains a pair of them, and the Raptors retake the lead, 73-69. Tayshaun Prince, though, yeah, he also got an invite. He enters with a three ball off of a nice dish from none other than the veteran Andre Miller. And now listen, folks, if you're a longtime listener of the Raptors Abroad podcast, you might want to skip the next minute, and I'm about to gush on Andre Miller. Dude is 39 years old and still doing it. Not just with the passes. He was scoring inside. He had a couple of plays that I had to rewind a few times. I'll talk about it later on. But man, I just love watching Andre Miller play. So pleased that he's still in the league. And I really like that Minnesota has got a veteran like him paired up with all these young guys. He is just a fan. When I think back at the other guys that Andre Miller first started playing with, and the fact that he's still in the league. I mean, Jason Kidd, well, didn't they come out like the same year? Jason Kidd's a coach. It's unbelievable. Just love watching that guy play. So glad he's still in the league. And you know what? It looks like he could play another 5 years. Because he already played like a 40-year-old when he was 20. He didn't rely on athleticism, just smarts. Oh, so cool. All right, so 5:31, Mark. Weird moment here with the refs. It's just strange. They call a defensive 3 seconds on the Raptors. Whistle blows. As they blow the whistle, Karl Anthony Towns was going into a spin move on the right block. So everyone stops playing. They hear the whistle. Towns puts it up and in off the backboard. The referees decide to wave off the defensive three and just count the basket. I mean, what? Was it a defensive three or not? And then if it wasn't, it's a dead ball. You don't score the basket. Didn't make any sense. It's not like the ball was in the air. He was still in the spin move. Clearly hadn't released. Kind of strange, but it's preseason, so who really cares? And Damari Carroll gives us a little ball don't lie action because he answers with his second straight three ball, actually, of the quarter. And the Raptors with a 5-point lead, 81-76. But there was a hot, 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 hot hand in this ball game, folks. You guessed it. It was Kyle Lowry. 3:26 mark, flat-footed. Shabazz Muhammad with an arm extended to his chest. And Lowry just ripped his arm through and puts up an in, a shot from the right wing three-point line for the and one three ball. I mean, Lowry has, so he's answering the question has he lost any strength? I mean, try shooting a flat-footed three ball. Even try shooting a high school distance flat-footed three ball. So difficult. And Lowry showing off the skills and the strength there. Very impressive. That gave him 35 in the ballgame, by the way, on 12 of 15 shooting. That'd save it for the regular season, Kyle. And the Raptors with that up 9, 88-79. 1 minute and 20 seconds later, Kyle Lowry, of course, gets himself an even 40 with yet another three ball. 6 of 7 threes for Kyle. Rest of the team, by the way, at that time, 1 of 13. So pretty sweet that Kyle got hot when he did. The Wolves, though, again, just like the end of the second quarter, able to fight back, and they cut a Raptor 12-point lead down to 6, 96-90.
Fourth quarter.
And the three-ball party was not confined to the third quarter. Jump to 9:30 of this fourth, and Bruno Caboclo connects from deep. The fans go crazy. Raptors up 11, 103-92. 7:40 mark, Corey Joseph connecting with his fellow Canadian Anthony Bennett, using a pair of Anthony Bennett screens nicely, and then using his body very nicely to shield off a defender, and then uses the rim to go with the reverse layup plus the foul. Impressive skills from Corey Joseph. I'm going to talk a little bit more about him after the ball game. Because right now I'm going to talk about Andre Miller again. This is just the one play I had to rewind like 3 or 4 times. He comes right back the other way. Dude is 39 years old, okay? And dribbling down the right side, just a little hesitation dribble. Freezes Corey Joseph, gets past him, gets to the inside. Jonas Valanciunas is there, and Andre Miller with the pump fake up and down, able to get around him and scoop in a layup. I mean, it was just so beautiful. So if you get a chance, if you have League Pass, I think it's worth going to look that one up for yourself. Absolutely beautiful. That was about the 7:20 mark in the fourth. All right, and 5:30 mark, the last person I'm going to talk about in this ball game was Nick Wiggins. That's right, Nick gets into the ball game in front of his home crowd. 3:17 mark, he hits a driving layup in transition. And then again, another layup by Wiggins in transition at the 1:40 mark. Showing some nice touch there too, because he was going at top speed both times. gets a little cocky, though, and went for a reverse layup on the ensuing possession, but Bismack Biyombo there to erase that, so he does get blocked one time. But he recovers by draining a beautiful little floater from the right baseline at the buzzer. I found out well after the fact that they actually disallowed it. They went to the replay. It looked like it was good. I didn't go back and check it out, but still, he got to experience the moment. So nice job there, Nick, doing it in front of your hometown fans. And Nick's brother, Andrew, you didn't hear me talking about him much, right? Aside from that first and second quarter, well, that's because he didn't play again. Just 18 minutes for Andrew Wiggins in this one. Bit strange, but again, it's the preseason. Thought maybe playing in Toronto, because it's not like Minnesota plays in Toronto all that often, but interestingly, these two teams are going to be playing again in the next preseason game in my hometown of Ottawa. So, very cool there that the Ottawa fans get to check out a Raptor game. I'm sure some of my homies will be there checking that one out.
Let's hit the box score.
Not a lot to talk about from the Timberwolves side, aside from the Wiggins boys. I'm going to give it up for Andrew Wiggins. Like I said, he only played 18 minutes, or it says 19 minutes here in the box score. 6 of 10 shooting, 7 of 8 free throws, 21 points for him. Also chipped in with 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Solid ball game for Andrew, as usual. Karl-Anthony Towns, first overall pick. Yeah, didn't hear much from him. Him and Jonas had a little bit of a battle there, but not a lot came out of it, as he was only 2 of 5 from the field, had 6 rebounds as well. And no one else really to talk about on the Timberwolves side. So let's hit up your T-Raps box score. And obviously, the man of the night. Well, let's see, how did it all finish out? Kyle Lowry, 13 of 18 from the field, 6 of 9 from 3-point land, 8 of 8, a perfect 100% from the free throw line. And 40 big points for Kyle Lowry, plus 16 on the floor. Also had time to throw in 3 assists and snag 3 rebounds. Fantastic game for Kyle Lowry there. Other notable Raptors, Corey Joseph playing lights out, the other point guard, 6 of 8 from the field, 14 points. And Luis Scola, who didn't get a mention during gameplay, but he was 4 of 6 and he just did what he did, and it's beautiful to watch. Some old school fundamental skills that, kind of like Andre Miller, there's just nothing you can do about it, and that's one of the beauties of the sport. Doesn't matter how athletic you are, every now and then a move gets put on you, and you get that footwork, and you get that touch going, and for guys like Scola, certain spots, and they go into the motions, and it's automatic. And that's it, folks. That'll do it for this edition of the Raptors Abroad podcast. Next one will be coming to you on Thursday, my time, because the Raptors will be playing Wednesday night in O-Town. Big love to all you listeners. Way to represent. Catch you all on Thursday, and I'm out.
This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Represent.